Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Fleegs behind the glass. Fleegs, what's up, brother? Everything's good?
Good. Much more energy than yesterday. Didn't work a double, so we're good.
Oh, it's nice to hear. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, the Bash Brothers 2.0, continue to literally carry the Yankees offense. But I'm going to start with the Mets. And you're welcome, Yankee fans. Because at Citi Field once again yesterday, the Mets deliver in walk-off fashion off Sir Anthony Dominguez. What an explosion at Citi Field. You know, yesterday's show I asked, I said, hey, can we get some home run power? Can we get some pop from Jesse Winker? And he delivered. Big time. Walk-off homer. Shomanai was absolutely fantastic. Four of his last five starts. Ever since he's dropped his arm angle, he's been pretty much unhittable except for the game against in Seattle. Went 5 2/3 of perfect pitching. Hits Holiday. Gives up a two-run homer. But we'll start from the top. And the reason I've started with the Mets is because, you know, everybody knows the Yankees are going to make the playoffs, and we'll get to them later. But the Mets right now have the most important road trip of the season. 10 games versus the Fathers, the D-backs, and the White Sox. Now, I mentioned I need the Mets. What I want to see from the Mets is 5-2 versus the Fathers in Arizona before they go to Chicago. That's exactly what I want. 5-2. And I still feel the same way I did yesterday. It's like, listen, huge win, take the series, 5-4 homestand. I wanted minimum 6-3. I'll try to keep it positive right now. 5-4 is obviously better than 4-5. I won a 6-3 against two AAA teams and Baltimore, who hasn't been playing well for the last 2 months plus. But now you get on a six-hour flight. They've already been on the plane. And the mood had to be much, much better as opposed to a loss. You had to win this game. Take some positive momentum to the West Coast. And go into those series on a high note. Lindor led off his 14 of his last 15 games with a hit. Manaea started the game. It's the first time since 2008 the Mets started three lefties in a three-game series. And early on, it didn't look good because it was another Pete Alonso brain fart. The plays right in front of him. Instead of having first and second, no outs, he gets thrown out at third. Inexcusable. Then you had a botched DP by Holiday. Rushes the throw, the transfer. Bader scores. The Mets up 2-0 with RBI by J.D. Martinez. Like I said, Manaea, since he's changed his arm angle, he's been fantastic. And honestly speaking, him and Peterson, they've been saviors. I never thought I would say David Peterson would be a savior for this team, for this rotation. It was looking like a perfect game. We were about to see history at Citi Field. A perfect game. His stuff was unhittable. Then he drills Holiday. Slater hits a two-run homer. Tie game. Manaea goes into the eighth inning. But for the fourth time in his last five starts, he goes 7 innings. Which is, this day and age in baseball, that's like pitching a complete game. He started the eighth. He exited the eighth after allowing a runner. Buto comes in. 3-2 pitch looked like a strike. Looked like a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And I don't know how many times this season I've seen it with the umpire on a 3-2. The ball's a strike. The catcher gets up fast, throws the ball, and it's clearly a strike and the umpires call a ball four. This has happened way too many times this season. But Buto was all over the place, walks back-to-back batters. Bases loaded, no outs, eighth inning. strikes out O'Hearn, who gets thrown out the game. He was not happy with the ump. Many of us weren't. He inherited a runner, so that runner scored on a Rutschman sack fly, 3-3, but Buto gets out of it. 3-3, Manaea's final line. 7 innings, 9 Ks, 3 runs, 0 walks, 1 hit by pitch. Buto gets Henderson to pop out, and we go to the 9th inning. Diaz comes in, gets Santander. Future Met Anthony Santander strikes him out. Mountcastle, sit your ass down. Strike 3, back-to-back Ks. Eloy Jimenez hits a shot. I'm like, here we go. This looks like off the batter like a home run, but right into Nimmo's glove. Jesse Winker comes up, and he delivers. And I love to see the emotion out of Jesse Winker. Gronking the hell out of his helmet. You think that guy's not happy to be in a pennant race, to be in a playoff race? Playing in front of the fans, he's had a fun relationship with. I wouldn't say a hateful relationship, but fun relationship with. But that's the pop that's been missing that we need from Jesse Winker. You can tell his emotion. He's happy to be even cursed on TV. Love to hear it. Sorry. Love to hear it. It's raw emotion. It's authentic. It's real. But now the biggest road trip of the season, where in my opinion, the Mets season will be decided. And I need a minimum 7-3 road trip. Whether it's splitting with the Fathers, taking 2 out of 3 from the D-backs, taking 2 out of 3 from the White Sox, 7-3, and then you come home. The Mets cannot afford to go lay an egg. If they lay an egg, the season's over. It's over. They're a game and a half now behind Atlanta, who's battling so many injuries. And still a game and a half up. Still in a playoff spot. I wouldn't expect anything less from that organization. No Albies, no Acuna, no Riley, no Strider. Right now, not a problem for them. Will it catch up to them? We'll see. Will the Mets put the pressure on? We'll see. I want and need a 7-3 road trip. No more of this 5-5, 4-6, and being happy. No. Being content. No. We need the Mets to go on a run. Do they have another run in them? April and May, the season looks shot. Picked themselves off the canvas, made a run. Since the All-Star break, playing I think a little under 500 baseball since the All-Star break. Win 2, lose 1. You know, nothing consistent. But we need them to go on a run right now. And again, I'll say it. Paging Pete Alonso. This is the time for you to step up and carry this team. It's time for you to pick up some of this offensive load. It's time for you to step up and be that quote-unquote all-star. Francisco Lindor has been carrying this offense. They talked about it in yesterday's broadcast. He's been red hot for 3 months. You don't see that this day and age, unless you're Aaron Judge. Mark Vientos. 20 home runs and less than 300 at-bats. What do you think will happen if he started the season at third base? He probably have 30 home runs by now. But better late than never. Mark Vientos has been fantastic for the Mets. Brandon Nimmo starting to come around. Just don't dive, Brandon, please. We all know what happens when you dive. It's always something. Edwin Diaz looks like he's rounding out to form. Getting his swag back. And remember, when he had his rough patch, Francisco Alvarez was not his catcher. Was not the catcher. You know, I look at closers the same way I look at NFL kickers. They're very fragile. Very fragile, very routine oriented. But I can't say enough about Sean Manaea. I really can't. The guy's been sensational. He's been sensational. Besides the clunker in Seattle, he's been an all-star. He's been pitching like an all-star. And going into the season, a lot of us were worried about the starting rotation. A lot of us. I mean, look at since July 30th versus the Twins. No runs, two hits, seven innings. Versus St. Louis, no runs, six hits, seven innings. Then the clunker in Seattle, three runs, four hits, three innings. Then versus Miami, three runs, five hits, seven innings. And then versus Baltimore yesterday, three runs, three hits, seven innings. The Baltimore Orioles have a closing problem. And because their bullpen is a mess, they don't have a closer. Craig Kimbrel gives up, you know what, again. In a big spot, of course. And I heard them say future Hall of Famer, Craig Kimbrel. You talk about him, the ultimate compiler. Because to me, he's not a Hall of Fame closer. When I think of Craig Kimbrel, I think of choking. I think of never being reliable. The Mets did the Yankees a favor by taking two out of three. And they did themselves a favor, obviously. You don't want to lose those games. But it's nice to, you know, text some Yankee fans and tell them you're welcome. And for a couple days, we're on the same page. The Yankee fans thanking Met fans saying you're welcome. Everybody's all, you know, happy. But this road trip coming up is everything. This is the season. You can't afford to lose three out of four or get swept to San Diego. You can't start the road trip like that. So what, realistic expectations, Met fans, what do you think? Versus Arizona and San Diego. You got tomorrow night, 9:40 start. Severino versus Dylan C. Friday, Paul Blackburn versus Joe Greasy Ears Musgrove. Saturday, David Peterson versus Yankee legend Michael King. And Sunday, my favorite pitcher on the Mets right now, Jose giving up home runs left and right, Quintana versus Martin Perez. Those are the four pitching matchups for this four-game series. We owe them for 2022. We owe them. What are your expectations, Mets fans, going into the series? What are your expectations going into the 10-game road trip? Realistically, what do you want to see from the Mets this road trip? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ken in Queens. You're first on the Fan.
Hey, Al. How you doing?
I'm good, Ken. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, smart Ken from Queens. He always said it. What did I say to you last week? Where is that Winker moment, right?
Yeah, you called him.
And
what was the nickname you gave him?
Stinker.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to remove that for now. But if he goes 0 for 20 on his road trip, the name comes back.
0 for 20? Yikes.
But yeah. I told you, I knew he was going to have a Met moment. That's why I kept saying, where has his Met moment been? Remember, I told you that. I've been telling you that for the last 2 weeks. He finally had it. It couldn't come at a better time, no doubt.
No, okay. Perfect timing.
Yes. Do I still believe they're going to make the playoffs, Al? No, I don't. What are they going to go on this road trip? I look at them. This is, you're talking about three tough pitchers, three nights in a row, and then we got to throw, like you said, Quintana Sunday against Perez, which he isn't that great either, so who knows what would happen. I got him winning one in San Diego, one in Arizona. I was going to give him two in Arizona because for some reason they always play well against Arizona.
Always.
And then two in Chicago. They went 4-6 on the last road trip. This one is 10 times harder. I'm sorry. I got him at 4-6, Al.
Damn.
4-6.
You called up, brought the positive energy, and then all of a sudden right to the negativity.
Yeah, because I'm realistic, Al. I'm the most passionate Met fan. And are you going to be on Saturday also this week?
No, I'll be on Sunday 5 to 9 p.m., so during the Met Padres' fourth game.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little story of me and Loogie Sunday that Evan played my clip on his show Monday afternoon because he, on the way home from the Met game, because he was so pissed off, he put on the radio and said, who's that caller that called you? And anyway, I'll tell you the full story on Monday. But yeah, I hope I'm wrong now. Al, if they go like just 7-3, I doubt it. But if they go even 6-4, I'd be very happy.
So you take 6-4, you'd be happy.
I'd be very happy. I mean, I'm hoping I'm wrong. I hope it's not 4-6. It's 6-4. Yeah, 6-4. You got to be happy. Like I said, they always play well against Arizona. It's San Diego. I'm really worried about.
Yeah, I want to correct myself. The Mets are 17-15 since the All-Star break. I had it written here. I got the numbers reversed. 17-15 since the All-Star break.
It's like a 500. Yeah. Barely over 500. But Arizona, they were losing tonight 6-2, I think. And they scored 7 runs in the last 3 innings.
Yikes.
To beat the Marlins and sweep them like we should have done against them last weekend, right?
Yep.
Those games count like crazy. Why can't we sweep the Marlins like a good team Arizona did tonight?
Now, Ken, the way to get to 6-4 is very important. You don't want to get swept in San Diego, take two and you said 4-6 that they're going to go on, but it's how you get it. You know, you don't want to – you sweep the White Sox, but you play horribly against Arizona and San Diego and lose a ton of ground.
See, and a team like the White Sox hurt me because those are teams the Mets don't seem to get up against, the bad teams. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they better, and thanks for the call, Ken. They better. They better. But first things first, the San Diego Padres – we owe them for 2022. So how about the Mets go into San Diego, take 3 out of 4, and go from there.